Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the weekly Torah portion and other timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
So just in case you were worried that Dvarim, Shlishi of Dvarim, is the victim of one of these questions of biblical criticism, that you have two stories, one in Bamidbar, in Parshat Shlach Lecha, and one in Dvarim, same story, but completely different narrative. Different facts are brought forward, there are things that in one story that weren't in another story, there are things that seem to contradict. For example, why was Moshe not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael? It's according to Sefer Bamidbar, that's according to what happens in Mei Meriva. But according to this in Dvarim, seems to be that it's to do with the sin of the spies. So there's many, many questions that you could spend a long time, as many of the Rishonim do, understanding how do we kind of rationalize these two stories? There are, for example, the approach of the Abarbanel, which is interesting, who says that the story in Devarim, just taking for example that idea of Moshe and being punished, that actually it was a covered for him, that the punishment came later, as in it didn't want to go too much into it at the time, so it separates the incident from the punishment, and as the covered for Moshe, and really that this was his real punishment. If you look at the approach of people like Rashi, they try and harmonize the two stories and they read one into the other. There's many different approaches. I just want to share one idea that I actually heard from Rav Amaru, which it's really based on a plain meaning of the text, and I think that I think it tells us a lot about Sefer Devarim as we're going into this new Sefer, and that is very simple. That as opposed to Sefer Bamidbar, in Devarim, the audience is different. The audience is not the people who are doing the sin at the time. It is their children. And therefore, different lessons need to be learnt. And anyone who has studied history knows that history, you can give as many facts as you like, but history is there for people to learn about it. So if you're a school teacher and you give lots of information that could be very accurate, but has no meaning and relevance to those children in the classroom, then I think that's a waste of time. Rather, what you want to give those students is an accurate representation of history as much as that's possible, but also you need to give them a narrative that works for their lives, right? We have many examples there in Jewish history. We're about to go into the 9 days. We don't just learn any history at the moment in the Nut Tisha B'Av. We learn the history that teaches us to remember certain things. In the same way here, there is a goal of Moshe telling this story. And an example is the fact that there's not so many mentions of the leaders, right, of the actual spies themselves. The story in Shlach, if you like, was really focused on the 12 spies and the relationship between the 10 of them and Yoshua and Kalev. And it was a failure of leadership. Whereas here, for me, the pasuk that almost sums it up is V'lo avitem la'lot. You didn't want to go up. V'tamru et pi Hashem alokechem. You rebelled against Hashem, your God. Yes, it does mention the spies, but the real focus is on what the people wanted. It says that as opposed to in Shlach, where it's the command comes from Hashem, here the command, the desire comes from the people, and the message that Moshe is saying is, forget that story. That is not so relevant to you. But what is relevant to you as you come into the land of Israel is the role that you, B'nai Yisrael, played in the sin of the spies. Because they did play a big role. And that role is emphasized now. Don't make those same mistakes again. Have a good day.
That concludes our podcast. If you would like to dedicate or sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for learning with us.